Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
He believes God is non-binary. He thinks God needs special woke pronouns. King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega.
What is going on at this RNC? All right, everybody, this is more disastrous than any of us could have imagined. While Donald Trump was boarding his airplane to fly off to Dallas for his desperate GOP midterm convention, there were some technical difficulties with his Qatari jet after the side slide popped out of the right half of the jet. Yes, this is the exact same one that the Qataris gifted him at the beginning of his term in order to bribe him, and then they got a little bit of, you know, security guarantees from the United States. They got some more trade from the United States and less tariffs. But, I mean, Donald Trump had problems taking off for a while. As Aaron Rupar points out, there is something weird going on at Joint Base Andrews, as Trump has been holed up on Marine One for more than 20 minutes now. So he was just holed up there, waiting, and then decided to go take some interviews where somebody even asked him, "Are you sure this plane is safe to fly?" This wouldn't be the first time this year. It wouldn't even be the second time this year Donald Trump has been unsafe in the air. Remember in Turkey at the NATO summit, he had to go duck into a food catering cart because of Iranian threats. But he also claims the Iranian military is obliterated and we don't have to worry about them. It's all a mess.
Go ahead.
President, are you sure this plane is safe to fly?
Yeah, I am. Or I wouldn't be honest. What do you want? Be there, is there?
Okay. And then he goes, "What do you want?" to some reporter. Let's check what's going on at this convention while Donald Trump is on his way, because it's maybe the most embarrassing, cringy thing I've ever seen. And as I'll show you in one moment, there is nobody really in the crowd. Again, my name is Adam Mockler. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below if you want to be more up to date with the news. You can also drop a like on this video. I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, doing a debate on September 12th. You can get tickets below. Check out this clip of Tim Scott hopping on stage and attacking James Tallarico. I want to just contextualize this a bit. Actually, first, let me just play this clip. This is the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
Hello, Dallas! Oh, I love it. I love it. Let's keep the majority. I love it. I love it. Let's keep the majority. Thank God Almighty, Texas is Trump country. All over the state. Absolutely. And in Trump country, we celebrate the most transformational
Dude, he's really working overtime for that Trump endorsement. Like, he knows that Trump is watching. He is performing so hard for Donald Trump. To contextualize this a little bit, the reason why they're having this in Texas is because Texas is supposed to be a very easy state to win. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. What the hell is Tim Scott going to be doing in this next video? Why is he going off so hard? I feel like everybody at this convention is like on meth in one way or another. I'm going to show you some more clips in 1 second of Leader Scalise, another representative, Republican from Louisiana, and then I'm going to show you some more Republicans on stage. It gets increasingly more cringe. They're all just screaming about communism. I'm not even joking.
Easy, but even that cartoon network, CNN, reported it.
Why are they so angry? You guys have all the power right now. Why the hell are Republicans so angry? But going back to Tim Scott, the reason why they're all in Dallas, Texas, is because Texas should be a usually red state. It's easy for Republicans to win. But we have two things going for us. Number one, James Tallarico is a uniquely strong candidate in Texas. He's just uniquely strong. State Assembly member who is a teacher, who is really good at what he does, very good at communicating, and squeaky clean. Then Ken Paxton, who is the opposite. He's the swamp. He's been in power, and he has used that power to enrich himself, become more corrupt, get impeached by his own party, cheat on his wife, benefit his friends. I mean, just the worst of the worst person possible. So all the Republicans are flocking to Texas in a desperate last bid effort.
He believes God is non-binary. He thinks God needs special woke pronouns. But Texas, we know who God is. We're talking about Jesus. I said the King of Kings.
Bro, what is going on at this convention? We have this guy who looks out of it, then somebody drops something.
I said the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega.
What is going on at this RNC?
The beginning and the end, that's our God. That's America.
I'm sorry I had to show this all to you. This is insane. Let me show you the actual turnout here. So yes, there are people kind of packed up at the front, but the vast majority of this convention center is absolutely empty. In the back, in the top, I went to the DNC in 2024, and let me tell you, it was incredibly packed out, entirely packed out. You just don't see that here. You even see this state representative making a video, kind of flaunting that he's there. But Trump's not going to be too happy with the video that this guy posted, because if you zoom in on this Republican's video, you can see empty seats on the top row, on the middle row, on all of the rows, all empty seats, and he's just staring at us. Just take a look.
My opponent,
hey folks, we made it inside. Just showing you what the convention looks like. People are just starting to get into the cheap seats up here with us, where the working stiffs hang out. And right now the convention is just getting started, and I'll keep you posted on updates.
Accidentally showed in the background, it's rather empty. You know, this guy seems like a nice guy, but the problem is, if you're at the RNC in 2026 of the midterms, your answer to the question who won the 2020 election is probably not going to be one that's good for democracy, if you know what I mean. It's not going to be like, oh yeah, Biden won, hell yeah. It's going to be like, we don't really know who won that election. These people are all radical election deniers, like every Republican nowadays. Let's continue to see who speaks next. It must be someone normal, right?
Democrats, extreme candidates, won't rip that heart out of our chest. They hate our culture. They hate what it means to be American. Hear me, Dallas, not on our watch. We will not back down. We will not grow weary. Are you with me?
Dude, what is this? What did this guy take before running out on stage? Surely this guy must be more calm, right?
This is not your father's Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has been completely taken over by crazy communists. I call it the Bolshevik Revolution in the Democrat Party.
Crazy communists. If you look at the makeup of Congress right now, there's 257 Democrats elected between the House and the Senate. Only two of them are members of the Democratic Socialists of America, and even that is not communism. The only reason I know these numbers is because I debate this like every week with Republicans, so I just have to know how many like actual Democratic Socialists there are. The party's not overrun by communists. And by the way, what are these Republicans taking behind the scenes? Is there like a required line of cocaine you have to take before entering stage? Because everybody here is just wired.
And if they get back the gavel, let me tell you what they will do. You know what they will do. The first thing they'll do is impeach President Trump and his cabinet. They will repeal. They've said they'll...
Is it just me, or did he say that like it was supposed to be some huge negative? They're going to impeach Donald Trump, and he got like three boos. Listen, they sound like fake boos.
Impeach President Trump and his cabinet. They will repeal. They've said they'll do this.
It sounds pretty nice to me. Let's continue with the next speaker right here.
Ilhan Omar, who wants to raise your taxes while allowing Somali fraudsters to run free. You can even choose to listen to Abdul El-Sayed, who wants to get rid of fireworks on the 4th of July and replace the Second Amendment. I know it sounds crazy, but even that cartoon network, CNN, reported it.
Okay, this guy's not really disproving my cocaine theory here by hopping on stage and screaming. Is it just like the old white men scream about minority convention? Let's go check over to James Tallarico. So that was the Republican convention. We'll pop back over to that. But James Tallarico, the actual Democratic Senate candidate in Texas that all the Republicans are lobbying against, rallying against, campaigning against very hard, is out here giving pretty normal answers. Like,
what's the one affirmative thing a Senator Tallarico would propose day one, week one, to cut costs for Americans?
Repeal these crazy tariffs, drive down grocery prices and food prices. I've proposed that we suspend the federal gas tax and the federal diesel tax, which would immediately drop the price of gas by 18 cents a gallon, and that would provide some necessary relief for Texans. And then I think we have to bring this disastrous war in Iran to a close. We shouldn't be there in the first place. And if we're going to provide some real relief, we've got to find a solution with our regional partners to end this new forever war.
Really good answer from hopefully soon to be Senator Tallarico. Could you imagine how great of a feeling that would be? Please go vote for a Senator Tallarico. So Trump's insane agenda can't get rubber stamped. Look at him.
Well, the attacks are made by us. We've knocked out 9 of their ships. I would say that the attacks are caused by us, yeah. And you're going to see a lot more. We've taken out about 9 of their tankers. Many of them are gonzo.
Notice what he admits in 1 second here. He says, the war will probably end. The negotiations will begin and end after the elections happen. Which is a stunning amount of self-awareness, because the Iranians are trying to actually run him out to the midterms.
Mr. President.
We're going to find out.
Mr. President.
Oh, I think the war is going to end immediately after the election.
Why?
I think the war will end immediately after the election.
Because
they can't hold out any longer. They're desperate to try and affect the election so that we can get a nice, weak group of people in there and leave them alone and let them have their nuclear.
He actually understands what the Iranians are doing, but it's not because they want the Democrats to win. They just want to inflict maximum pain on the Trump administration. Watch this video of a Republican voter in Texas saying that she's going to vote for Tallarico. Watch.
Why not Ken Paxton?
Because he's trash.
That's a strong word.
That's an honest word. He is a disgrace. He's a disgrace to my party. He's a disgrace to humanity. And he's a disgrace.
Honestly, well said. Ken Paxton is like, he's just an awful human being. If you have any children in America, or if you're a grown adult, you don't want people looking at Ken Paxton as like a politician or a representative of you in America. Imagine being a young dude growing up, and you either get to look up to James Tallarico. James Tallarico is a rather great, polished candidate. He's got a clean past. He's a solid dude. Or you have to look up to Ken Paxton, who's like an awful person. I just want to end this off by pointing out that an L then fell off the podium at the Republican midterm convention down here. So I guess they all took the L. I love you guys. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.